The U.S. suffered another setback this week in its effort to bring about a peaceful transition in Iraq. The editor of a U.S.-funded newspaper quit, saying American interference had made his job a nightmare. Al-Sabah, or The Morning, was established shortly after the U.S. invasion as part of the Pentagon-funded Iraqi media network. Now its editor and much of its staff are putting out their own newspaper called Al-Sabah Al-Jadid, The New Morning. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
The hastily constructed offices of the new Al-Sabah hummed with activity Tuesday morning. Journalists dodged construction workers as they finished celebrating the birth of their new daily newspaper, produced in just over 6 hours, and turned to the next day's news. They had followed editor-in-chief Ismail Zayer in a risky move, leaving a secure paper with solid advertising revenues to embark on an uncertain but independent future free of American money and control. In an interview in his new office, Zayer, an exiled Iraqi journalist who previously worked at the London-based Al Hayat newspaper, says he accepted the job knowing that a Pentagon-funded paper would be greeted with skepticism by Iraqi readers. But his plan was always to build whatever audience he could for 12 months and then go independent on Al-Sabah's first anniversary, which is coming up in just over a week.
Actually, we did all of that, believing from the early beginning that we are going to be independent at 17th of May. Till the last 2 months, where we discovered that the new company contracted by the Pentagon didn't accept and didn't guarantee our independence.
Florida-based Harris Incorporated won the $96 million Pentagon contract to run Al-Sabah and other Iraqi outlets as part of the Iraqi Media Network, made up of U.S.-backed Arabic-language print and broadcast media. A Harris spokesman told the Associated Press that Zayer had indeed tried to break Al-Sabah away from the network and was told that wouldn't be possible. Zayer said in recent months, pressure from a Kuwaiti firm subcontracted by Harris to manage the media network became intolerable. He says he returned to the newsroom one day to find one of the Kuwaiti subcontractors questioning one of his reporters.
He asked her about one of the articles she put, where from she brought the news, why she did that, why she do that, and I asked him, what you are doing? He said, there's some people in the army, American army, said this is not right. This information is not good.
Zayer said the contractors were also turning the paper into a fortress, with towers, concrete blast walls, and more guards, cutting his reporters off from the city around them. But the biggest problem was the growing sense that he really wasn't part of a free Iraqi press, but just another American employee.
We are not employees. We are Iraqi patriotic, had a dream of creating a democratic, free media in Iraq. We share with them this value of toppling Saddam, finishing the fascist and dictatorship. But we are in Iraq, it is our country. I can't accept someone tell me what I have to do.
The departure of the Al-Sabah staff is a blow to U.S. efforts to help shape the emerging Iraqi media. The U.S.-backed Arabic-language broadcasters, including the Al-Hurra television station, have a very small viewership. Officials with the Iraqi Media Network disputed Zayer's claim that he was under editorial pressure, and other Iraqi journalists say Zayer was most upset that he couldn't control Al-Sabah's steady revenue stream. Contractors and others seeking to do business with the Americans regularly advertise in the paper. Zayer admits that it was frustrating not to have control of his budget. But for the journalists at the new Sabah, this break represents a fresh start. Managing editor Riyath Shabah says he's nervous but excited to be an independent voice, just as Iraqis prepare to take back some control of their country.
We'll tell them the truth, you know, the mere reality of the situation in the country, and tell our people the truth of the situation in Iraq.
Zayer says he has no interest in America bashing, but there's no escaping the fact that right now, things don't look good for the U.S.
Well, it's like hell for the sake of God. You see what's happened in Abu Ghraib. You see what happened in Fallujah. You see what happened in Kufa. It's like a bull in a glass shop. We can't be part of this.
Managers at the old Al-Sabah have offered a 40% salary increase to any worker ready to come back. Zayer says he knows it will be a struggle to survive, but he's eager to find out if he has a place in an emerging Iraqi media market. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Baghdad.